Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the verse number 1. Are we good to go? Tonight's sermon will be very deep. I'm praying that God will give us a serious understanding here. I'm speaking on what I entitled The Other Side of Faith. The Other Side of Faith. Are we there, please? The Other Side of Faith. Doc, let me read, please. Right. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The verse number 2. The verse number 2. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. Now, if the Bible is yours, underline the word, a good testimony. The verse number 3. For by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of the Lord, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. The verse number 4. Lord help us. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, as God testified of his gift, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. Now hear me. You see, most of our times, whenever we come for such prophetic encounters, the average expectation of most believers is what he would tell me. Am I communicating? I strongly believe that most of you are moved to the testimonials. So I believe that they're like, let him preach and then let him prophesy to us and tell me the answers of my destiny. I believe all that. But you see, many of you are unaware of the fact that most of the miracles you'd ever have in life will come through the understanding you have concerning God's word. You didn't hear me? Let me break it down for you. There is no testimony that God would ever give you because you prayed. God will give you a testimony because there is a reformation up there. You didn't hear me? Let me break it down for you. You see, when you come before the message throne and you tell the Lord the things you want him to do for you, before the Lord predisposes upon the life the things you ask God for, there has to be a reformation up there. Because people don't pray when they speak, they pray when they think. You didn't hear me? Watch me. When you go before the Lord and you ask God to actually give you the things you are seeking God for, before his mercy shows you what you deserve in this life, he wants to see that you are walking by transformation. Because there is no testimony greater than mental transformation. You see, most at times, we mostly focus on the miracles that God did that everybody saw. But nobody focuses on the eternal breakthrough. Meanwhile, it is what happens on the inside that brings about the outside glory. Oh, am I communicating with family here? So, we don't come to programs just to come and receive. In fact, when you are always at the receiving end, you become limited. Oh, God help me. Oh, God, this is good. You see, the realm where God has called us to function at, you need that mental transformation to bring about kingdom expression. Am I talking family here? So as the word of God is coming forth, I will really ask you to open your heart so God can speak to you. Now watch this. This is Apostle Paul speaking to us through Hebrews. That most of you pray to God seeking for answers. Whereas there is also another aspect of faith that doesn't give you the things you pray for, that makes you become the things you pray for. Please hear this. For a very long time, whenever people go to God seeking for answers, their belief that God will answer them, it is very true. Now, I want you to know that even though God has the capacity to give you all that you deserve, he checks what you can carry before he gives you. Anything that is beyond the capacity of a man cannot come to a man. You didn't hear me? Hear this. For a very long time, people are gradually veering off God's original pattern. Because they have this assumption that God doesn't want to bless us again. In fact, as the average believer, the spiritual parties needed to command the things they want, they can't say one thing. So they come before the Lord in high expectation, believing that God will answer them. And God says, I have the power to bless you, but until I give you the things you pray for, your capacity in the spirit must match your request. You didn't hear me. I didn't come to preach today, but something's happening in my stomach here. Oh, God is good. Apostle Nee, please come. So he's my big brother. Apostle, please stand for me. So hear this. Let's say a man of God is believing God for $1 million. Apostle, say amen. Amen. God is good. So our apostle here is believing God for $1 million. Now, I want you to know that the problem is not the request. The problem is the inbuilt capacity. You see, some of the things he will say in the place of prayer might only be a revelation of the intended glory. You see, we are spirit beings. God has given us the grace to work as tripartite people. So we have the ability to see tomorrow from today. Talk to me, family. So he can be speaking in prayer, assuming that as he has asked, God give him. And God says, no. You can ask for things, but you may not have the capacity to carry that. So many of you are here. You were disappointed because you claim God failed you. God didn't fail you. In fact, he protected you from having the answer. You didn't hear me? Watch me. Some of the things you are asking God for are things that will take you to a graveyard. Not because God cannot bless, but because you have not been matured to stand the attack that comes with that miracle. Because every level brings about a new devil. Oh, you didn't hear me, somebody. So when God prepared David in the wilderness, he had to prepare him so hard that when he enters into the palace, the trouble of the palace will not fight his glory. Lift up your hand, somebody. I came to prophesy over your destiny that after tonight, my God will show you mercy. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Am I preaching here? Am I preaching here? We haven't begun yet too. Give me 2 minutes. Somebody say glory. Watch me. So if a man of God feels disappointed that God hasn't given him the thing he wants, God wants him to come into the spirit through intimacy to understand what it means to hear from the Lord. Watch me. You see, it is not every answer that will come in the physical state. Some answers come in the spiritual state. You hear me? Watch me. How did Noah stand in front of the ark, spoke some air in the air, and the birds listened to him? Birds don't speak English. Snakes don't speak English. So how did a mortal man speak in the atmosphere and then the snake could hear him? The snake didn't bite him. Stayed in the boat for 40 days and nothing happened to him. What did he do? You see, just because you can't see what God has done doesn't mean God is not working for you. Oh, talk to me, family. Just because you are not seeing what God has done for you doesn't mean that God is not working for you. Talk to me, family. So you see, when God meets people, his first concern is about them and not the things. So you see, we have been believing in faith as though God should give us, whereby God's definition for faith is more of identity orientation. Am I speaking, family, here? If you believe God for things and you don't have the capacity to hold those things, when you pray, God will use that prayer point of yours to build you spiritually to have answers. Because it is better for a man to wait than for a man to go into wastage. We haven't begun yet, friends. It is better for God to cause a man to wait than for a man to enter into wastage. You see, some lessons were learned late. Oh, talk to me, family. Oh, two of us. And they were of no help to our pedigree. So you see, God doesn't want people to focus on faith as belief, but rather on capacity in the spirit. Watch me. The Bible said, for by it, the elders obtain a good report. Now watch me. There are three categories in the spirit. There is the realm of a child, a realm of a son, a realm of an elder. If God calls you a child, it means all you know about God are the things God can do for you. Many believers don't know that Christianity is all about partnership with the Holy Spirit, whereby the Lord can use you to bring about answers to creation. So some people only pray to God for things. When those things are answered, they don't see the need of praying again. You didn't hear me? Watch me. Many of you are here. You are living God for a comfortable life. Meanwhile, in God's kingdom, comfort is the ticket to hell. It shocked you, Abby. Do you know that certain people, God will prefer them to be in the fire than be in the palace? Because they will not compromise their integrity when they're in the fire. When they enter to the palace, something can change them. The Bible says, and Daniel said in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's food. Remember, at that time, he was a strong politician that had the say in the government. But his focus was not physical glory, it was eternal honor. So there are some people, they are only children of God. They only care about what God can do for them. So when they go to God, their prayers is what God can do for me. Now you see, some people even tie time to the miracle and say, if God does not bless me next week, he's no more God. God can choose not to bless you next week and you can't fight him. Oh, you didn't hear me? Because he has the beginning and the end. Oh, talk to me, family. He can choose not to honor you tomorrow and you cannot fight him. I'm telling you. Oh, am I communicating, church? So hear this. Many believers are only thinking about what God can do for them. God says such people are called children. Now, when people rise in knowledge and they come to a place of kingdom integrity, when they get to realize that their life is not the pulpit that God uses in preaching to people, God calls them sons of God. Do you know why? Because every son of God is a reflection of God's integrity. Pharisees saw Jesus and they said, every blessed day you talk about your father. Who is your father? And he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the father. Watch me. I shouldn't look at you and say you're a Ghanaian. I should look at you and say you're from Zion. You didn't hear me. You see, once I'm able to predict where you're coming from, I can tell you're going to end. Lord, help me. Even a man to fire. Heavenly man to fire. Apostle, where we come from in God's kingdom, we don't have a place. The place dwells on our inside. You didn't hear me. You see, a king doesn't need seat to be called a king. He has the royal blood. There is a crown on the head. But anywhere he sits, he takes charge over the place. So I don't need a physical country. Once I have the presence, any place can be my kingdom. You didn't hear me, somebody, my God. I came to prophesy. America is not hard. There is a breath on my inside. There is a motion over my head. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Shall I close now? Apostle, am I preaching here? Oh, are you sure? Apostle. So you see, when you begin to realize that God depends on you to bring about kingdom advancement, you are now a son. Now watch me. I hope you are aware that most of the instructions you read in the Bible today were birthed out of people's hunger and yieldedness. You didn't hear me? Most of the mysteries about the kingdom became possible to you because men were yielded to intimacy. And God says, when people migrate from understanding that they are not just reflecting God, but rather their life has become kingdom law. God said, you're an elder. So hear this. So God says, if people are to start their faith journey believing God for things and not understanding the capacity for them, they will fail. Now watch me. I want you to know that if the enemy didn't get you at the first round of your life, when he gets you at the end, you have still failed. Do you know why? Because in God's kingdom, how a man ends tells his character. Am I communicating here? So don't cry when there are no miracles. Cry to grow hither. Don't be in pain when things are tough. Pray to understand times and seasons. Oh, praise God. Is that clear now? So, Osofo, a lady is asking God, that God, why can't you give me a husband? The problem is not the husband. The problem is capacity. God, why can't you give me a child? The problem is not the child. The problem is capacity. God, why don't you give me a global ministry? The problem is not global ministry, but capacity. Am I communicating, family? God, I've been doing business for years. Why can't you bless me? The issue is not the problem. It's about you not having the inbuilt capacity. Do you know why? Because when God gives a man honor, his presence only gives you credence, but your character gives you authority. So you are here because you heard a testimony. Thank God for that. But watch me. It may shock you that there are certain characters in you that will deliberately fight the coming glory. And God says, build capacity unto I honor you. It's called faith. Am I communicating, family? Watch me. When most of you lived in Africa, you could pray from morning to evening. When God gave you access to America, your prayer points changed. Talk to me, family. Talk to me, church, now. You could pray from A to Z when you saw hamburgers. Something about your prayer point has changed now. Oh, true voice. Oh, hello. Am I communicating, friends? You see, back in Africa, you will sleep in the middle of the night and you'll be hearing the sounds of birds around 2:30 a.m. You wake up with anointing oil. My mother's family people. You've come to attack me again. Now, you'll be hearing the cry of birds and cats. That's my pet. Somebody say, hey. Somebody say, hey, oh, am I communicating, church? It's serious. Before, when you see cat at 2:30 a.m., they sent it to come. I cast you out. But 2:30 a.m., oh, leave it. I know. It's everybody see every day. Somebody say, glory. Clap your hands together for Jesus, church. Am I communicating, family? So, when you go before the Lord, and the Lord does not give you the things you ask for, you must be grateful. Do you know why? Because every silence that God brings about is for a man's elevation. You hear me? You see, many of you don't know that every speech that God utters has judgment behind it. Let me break it up for you. Watch me. When God, so this apostle is a God now. When God stands to speak, he's speaking God into existence. God does not move by physical words. Every word the Lord speaks forth carries his image. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So when God speaks, God comes from God and performs like God. Do you know what it means when God should come out from God to utter judgment and you are inconsistent with patterns in the Spirit? So you are in tears because miracles didn't appear. But your life is a testimony. You are in pain. There is no baby. What of the person that is actually lying in the mortuary? I mean, come on. testimony God gives a man in the past is to give you some kind of remembrance in the future. Oh, talk to me, family. You have no money yet, you can breathe in fresh air. Hello? You know, sometimes we want God to do things for us to prove what He loves us. What at all should God do for you again? Am I communicating, family, here? Watch me. Do you know that most of the things you are praying to have are things people are praying to reject? As you are praying to get married, someone's praying to get divorced. Lord, let this man live my life. Let this man live my life. Let him go and never come back again. Somebody say, hey. Oh, are you blessed, church? Clap your hands together for Jesus. Oh, is that clear? Now, you see, within these 3 days, I'm going to give you a strong idea on God's view over a man's life. But I want you to know that miracle doesn't make up men. Nah. Am I communicating, church? You see, the day the miracle arrives, you will know that the things you were complaining about were things that were created by God to give you a strong capacity in the spirit. I'm telling you. Am I communicating, friends? Watch me. If a man of God here received a testimony, he might be thankful that God has given him a testimony. But the effect of that testimony doesn't only benefit him alone. Talk to me, church. Oh, talk to me. Apostle, let's go here. I think the people are active here. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Say hallelujah. Clap your hands together for Jesus. So I think after the church here. Oh, God is good. Are we good to go? They are lively here. I think they point in the spirit here. You cannot enter more than me. I've not entered yet. Don't enter more than me. Please wait. I actually leave. Now watch this. The effect of this man's testimony will not affect him alone. Does it make sense? There are many people that are invincible in the spirit that are connected to him. That once God gives him the light, everybody gets free. Oh, two of us. Do you know God can bless one person in the family? And that person's rising can affect almost everybody. Oh, am I complicating here? So God has compartmentalized this man into a tribe in the spirit. That without his knowledge, people are getting blessed. So God says, I am a transgenerational God. I think of tomorrow, not today. So God says, build the capacity so the enemy cannot find your root. Clap your hands together, Jesus. Oh, are you blessed, friends? So never assume that the foundation of faith begins with belief. Of course, there is that component called belief. But sometimes, a man's will can be something out of God himself. And you see, the will of God was never created to actually answer what God has not given to a man yet. That belief, why people say, man of God, I believe when I pray to God, God must bless me. Nah. He's only permitted to bless when that blessing lies in consistency with his original will. Anything God did not say, his integrity cannot back. Am I communicating here? You didn't hear me. Watch me. Just imagine giving this man of God here, giving her child like a Range Rover. I mean, come on. If the baby is 2 years old, what does a two-year-old baby, he doesn't need it. But you see, some of you, because you are out of God's will, you are praying for things that God's integrity has not created for you. No, you see, I'm trying to change your mindset. That you are seeing God as the God that gives blessings. Of course, He does blessings. But you see, that blessing must be consistent with His plan for your life. Somebody say faith. Somebody say faith. Somebody say faith. Somebody say faith. So, Abraham believed for 25 years. Now, he felt the testimony was Isaac. Meanwhile, to God, the testimony was eternal legacy. Please, get the difference here. God honored Abraham and said, out of your belly shall the nations of the earth be birthed. His testimony was he wanted to see Isaac. God's testimony was that I want to extend a legacy in the spirit. Because at that time, he had entered into intimacy in the spirit. Until God says, you have been endowed with the power to be called the father of all nations. Watch me. We don't know what God says about our lives. So we only focus on the present. There are some glories that when God wants to preach on your life, that the life you have in the natural will be too small to hold them. I wish I could preach here. Well, you might think because you sing and you have people applauding you, you're a powerful singer. Whereas the realm where we come from in God, we are not moved by a man's sounds. Because what you sing as voice, according to God, there has to be that river that flows from your inside that brings about life. So God says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Did you hear me? When we come from God, we don't sing songs. We sing mysteries unto God. Did you hear me? You can be a powerful preacher, but the words don't move God. There has to be a capacity that when you speak, something moves in the spirit. Lift up your hands, somebody. The Bible says, Jesus said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my father, why have you forsaken me? He's come the message on earth, but there's a shaking in the spirit. Lift up your hands. I prophesy. God shall give you capacity. God shall give you capacity. Somebody say, yes, Lord. No, this is introduction to tomorrow and Sunday. Hello? Oh, are you blessed? So, don't be worried when there are no physical testimonies. Your worry should be about your capacity. Apostle, testimonies don't validate our strength in the spirit. Because even the devil too can bless. You didn't hear me. Do you know there are some people go for blood money? Talk to me, church, now. And they will thank God. They will fake and thank God. And said, God gave them this wealth. Whereas God says, I don't even know where it came from. Watch me. If you would have to choose a testimony and do away with God's presence, you have entered into eternal damnation. Because God will never allow a man validate his integrity on testimony. You didn't hear me? You didn't hear me? Man of God, there are some people that God didn't allow us see what they did. Yet, the strength of the gospel was upon their life. Check your Bible. A woman lived called Anna the prophetess. The Bible said that it was said that Jesus Christ will not be baptized unto Jesus Christ who will be placed in the hands of Anna the prophet. She was a widow for 70 years. And the Bible says she prayed and said, Maranatha, come. Don't forget, in those days, there were Pharisees that were called the lawmakers. They could tell the law because they were gifted by God. Yet, their understanding about the scripture could not let them see the coming Savior. The same people that were called the lawmakers saw Jesus and called him a demon. But a woman that had no physical ordinance was called a woman after God's own heart. Watch me. Sometimes, if God is not blessing, keep quiet. Let him build you. If God would have to build you in pain, let him build you in pain. Pain doesn't kill man. Anytime a lady goes into the pregnancy ward, there has to be that pain because something precious is coming from her. The more she's shouting, the faster the baby comes. I'm telling you, the pain will not kill you. Something has to come up from me. I'm telling you, no matter what I go through, the Lord is with me. David said, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no. Lift your hand and say, glory to God. Oh, praise God. Please let me see your hand if I'm preaching good here. Oh, are you blessed? Somebody say glory. Glory. Is that right now? So, for a very long time, Apostle, we've been assuming that faith has got to believe. And God says, see, until I bring about a reorientation, you believe in faith as belief. Assuming all things can be done through belief. And God says, no, it goes beyond that. Can I say this, church? Are you sure? Pastor Robert, it is not the woman you bring to the altar that God calls your wife. Okay, maybe it's you. Too deep. Apostle, it is not the lady you present to the altar with the priest blessing you that makes her your wife. Let me break it up for you. You can see anybody and marry the person and say, because she understands me, I want to make her my wife. And the heavens will laugh at you. Do you know why? Because you are only seeing the now. The spirit is seeing tomorrow. Now watch this. It is not the one you choose that God appoints. It's the one he creates that you find that he appoints. I should break it down, man. Okay, my doctor says I should break it down, so let me break it down. Apostle, somebody is praying somewhere that God, if I go to this conference, when the lady wears blue, then she's my wife. Oh, talk to me, church. She's like, ah. So the guy goes to the program and see the girl and he says, Kai. The way the girl was looking at me, I feel some butterfly in my stomach. If the lady happens to be an usher and the lady gives the guy what I said, I felt he'll give me to you. I felt. I think it's mine. They will pray and they will say, woman of God, thou art favored by God. This is thy season of thy beckoning. They will speak old King James English. I saw you in my vision this morning, and God says, son of God, apostle. And then after 3 months, the guy will be there. Are you sure it's the same girl that God is good? The guy will be smiling, but he won't be happy. After 2 years, bam, divorce. He'll be like, ah, what happened? Hey, first of all, this is very painful. When they got broken hearts, they start podcast messages. That painful, they will begin podcast, writings, so memes. God is good. And you'll be seeing young people coming up, adapting to their messages, all because somebody had a broken heart. I know a pastor in London. I won't call the person's name. The girl broke the heart. He stood there and said, verse gifted, chapter 3, verse 5. I said, hey, gifted. Say, gifted. Hey, gifted. I said, preach. Say, gifted. Somebody say, fire. It is not the one you choose that God will say it is yours, it's the one he appoints. And when you find through intimacy, he says, this is that one. Do you know why? Because every human being you meet is a possessor of a spirit. The enemy too can possess man. Both species have the power to create. The question is, who's on whose side? Am I teaching your friends? Watch me. You see, for a very long time, people are castigating the prophetic ministry because they have this feeling that when the prophet of God prophesies, God should miraculously make it happen. Who said so? Watch me. There has to be that connection between the bride and the spirit that says, come. You didn't hear me. Watch me. When God speaks, he has answered 50% of your prayer points. Your doing makes it a reality. So when God speaks and you don't do, you've not answered the petition. That's why God will never speak to trees. He will speak to a human being. Because a tree has no spirit. A human being has a spirit. There has to be a connection between the spirit and the flesh. So the bride can come. Well, am I communicating in church? Study your Bible. Even though Jesus asked the people that, do you believe that you'll be blessed? When they said yes, he told them what to do. Many of you focus on the fact they said that he would do it. But don't forget that they also did something. And their doing brought about the expression of God's glory here. Faith. Faith. Faith will only honor a man's life when the things you are asking God for are built to actually honor you. No. Capacity is a half-answered prayer. I'm telling you. That's why God will let you go through the fire so you can actually appreciate the splendor. Oh yeah. Whatever God would have to do, he would do it because he wants you to know that what the, you see, that miracle holds his integrity. Let me end here. Oh, are you blessed, church? Watch this. This is Abraham. Look, please come. Stay with me. We preach about Abraham when the man Abraham never had the Bible. We preach about Abraham when in his days he had no idea about the Holy Ghost. We preach about Abraham when there was no Torah to read. We talk about Abraham who began his life at 75. At 75, you should be ending your life. Yet, a man's life began at 75. There was no priest, no prophet, no preacher to tell Abraham how to go about life. We preach about a man called Abraham. The Bible says that he had 318 trained soldiers in his house and they fought four kings of Sodom. These were slaves that fought four nations. Abraham. Abraham had no church. Yet, we preach about him in a church. Abraham, how do you tell your wife at 75 that even though we are idol worshippers, the voice I just heard is different from the voice I've been knowing for a very long time now? And the voice says, in order for me to be blessed, I should leave my father's house. At 75? After building legacy for 75 years? You want to live to a place that has no destination? What if you go and die at 75? I praise God. Abraham! The first miracle was that leave your father's house. He didn't delay to obey. Many of you don't know that delayed obedience is also disobedience. He left. Now, everybody wants to spend time in Dubai today. But just 50 years ago, it was a desert. And check 4,000 years ago, that was where God told Abraham, I'll give unto you. Think about it. A place of total wastage and hopelessness. And God says, but I've given you a future. He was seen as sand. And God said, the sand stands for continents. Can you imagine? Now watch this. After he waited for 25 years, God says, now, I want to trust you. Now watch me. There is a strong difference between the love of the father and the trust of the father. God loves everybody, yet he does not trust everybody. Love means when I pour down the rain, I favor both the righteous and unrighteous. Trust means when the plague comes, I'll protect them with my presence. You didn't hear me? I'm not talking at all, friends. Oh, God is good. Now watch this. After the Lord honored Abraham with a child, God says, I need you to go up to the mountain and sacrifice the baby for me. Watch this. He didn't tell his wife. Please watch this. He didn't tell his wife. Took the son up there. About to kill that child. And God says, stop. Now I know that you love me. Now, for 25 years, somebody left his home. And you told this person never to go back to where they came from. Was that not enough for you to know he loves you? Until now that you give him a child, you are asking for the baby again. Our sacrifices don't impress God. Our obedience to his voice does. He says, I don't care what you've done. when I see consistency with the things I tell you to follow, then I know you love me. Now watch this. Remember, there was no Holy Ghost in the days of Abraham. Now, Abraham didn't know that a time is coming. Jesus Christ will be sacrificed as the lamb that his father would have to kill. So he uses his blood to cleanse our sins. So God says, Abraham, sacrifice your son. He stands in ignorance, not knowing what to do, but in the spirit, he was prophesying the coming of Jesus Christ. And the heavy student said, who is this man? As an uneducated person you are, your discernment are so sharp that you can tell in the coming future that me, the God speaking to you, will come like Jesus, sacrifice myself for the atonement of man's sins. And he says, from today onwards, the name that is worth your personality is called the Father of all nations. Watch me. If God doesn't build men in capacity to hold what they carry, the enemy will fight them. I'm telling you. Watch me. I want you to know that it is what we do eternally that will give us honor before the King of Kings. If God must bless in the now and he forgets about capacity, you become the enemy's play tool. Ask somebody, who are you? Are you blessed? Oh, are you blessed? Tomorrow, I will teach you on what I call the voice of the Father. And I'll teach you the difference between the anointing upon and anointing within. And I'll make you know that some people only have balloon success. There is no credibility to what they do. Huh? You may fight Rachel for being the beautiful one, and you may neglect Leah for not being beautiful. Meanwhile, the Jacob that God has created to become the priest will need the womb of Levi in order to be called the priest of God. Ah, some of you are here. In the spirit, you are actually Leah. The people around have been closed not to understand your importance. Because that secret, only God can govern that. Hey, the code of creation lies in the Godhead. If God should spill it out, people will fight it. So God says, some secret now. Watch me. I've seen the future and I can tell you that in some years to come, what people felt were important were nothing. Let me end my saying this here and I'm done. Why, blessed friends? I mentioned come to you and coffee. Have awesome. Thank you. Watch this. Success is not what you defined. Success has got nothing to do with your physical achievements. In fact, God has never called anybody a successful person for the things they have. Because anything a man came to meet in time, if what you met in time makes you proud, you are not wise. Because wise men rule above time, they don't live in time. You didn't hear me? Let me break it down for you. Apostle, when you live in time, you limit impact. When you live above time, you live eternally. It's called eternal life. How are you? I feel like speaking for that. Apostle, why do God give us birthdays? Not for celebration, but for expansion. You didn't hear me? Do you know that the body is limited to hold age? So God says, accept the life from above and become eternal being. Oh. Oh. So just imagine that you are calling yourself successful, the physical thing you have on earth. And God says, poor you. Because you are not the first to have these things. And the people left everything behind. So how then do you call yourself successful for the things you have? You see, people bargain and they brag with mundane things. And God is such a pitiful person. Wow. Can you imagine that an Ethiopian eunuch was studying the Bible? And God says, Philip the evangelist, I know you are preaching the gospel, but I need you to stop now because I've seen the heart of the eunuch. But if you go by chariot, you'll be delayed. So go by the speed of the wind. And somebody just transported by the wind, entered to a place, after preaching, came back like nothing happened. And God didn't call that miracle. Face down, be fast. Watch this. If I'm to give Apostle Robert my face down, watch this. I want you to know that this mantle may have no name, but once there is a Gucci sign on the mantle, just the sign will put some value on this face towel here. Talk to me, family. What God wants to call success is identity. What God wants to call success is what? Identity. Huh? There are hidden names in God. There are hidden parties in God that He's finding men to come up yonder so He can live through them who He is. So you can look at Issachar and say you are called Issachar, but in the spirit He controls time. So you are seeing somebody's spitting normal words and God says they are communicating time. Ah! In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Time began with earth, not with God. He was there before the beginning began. So where was He before the beginning began? So God can't live in time. You didn't hear me, family? If God is to live in time, He will die in time. He's Alpha Omega. When you go to the end, He's God. When you come to the beginning, He's still God. And God says, that's the honor to mankind. Watch me. Abraham is dead long time ago, but his name will never die. Now you see the most shocking part here. The Bible says in heaven, his name has been crystallized. And they call it Abraham's bosom. That even the righteous Jesus has accredited that Abraham's name should be put on heaven's gate. That when they die in Christ, where they enter is Abraham's bosom. Watch me. What you have doesn't make who you are. Who you become makes God proud. Anything God doesn't want to give us, we don't want it. Anything God doesn't want to give us, we don't want it. It is a God that blesses. And when He blesses, He adds no sorrow to it. I'm telling you, family. That's why the enemy should not make mockery of you. Because your pain is not forever. Your pain is only temporal. When God changes your story, everything shall go off. When you lift up your hands, I speak over your life. And yet by this time, you shall testify. You shall testify. You shall testify. Somebody say glory.
Clap your hands together for Jesus.
Are you blessed, friends? Watch this. Please, tomorrow. Let me close now. Venamanta. Hear this. I promise I'll end now. Abazini. People have this perception that no matter the mistakes I make in Christ, His blood is ever flowing to wipe away my sins. It is true, but it is wrong. And I'll tell you why. If you are outside the knowledge of Christ's redemption and you come in through mercy, He wipes away your sins. Once He gives you the knowledge of who you are, you can't allow sin to fight you. You didn't hear me? Once a mistake is committed, it can be pardoned. When it is repeated, it's now called a decision. You didn't hear me? First it was fragrance, then it turned to fire. Out was sent.
My worship is my weapon. This is how we
watch this. You see, many of you are here. You focus on what God is taking away from you. And you replace that in the time limit He actually restricts. So time doesn't value your worth. That is deep. Let me break it down for you. Watch me. Mama, many people don't know that when God speaks, there are 7,000 people that he has placed their destiny aside just to see you prosper. Elijah said, am I the only surviving prophet? And God says, who told you? There are 7,000 virgin prophets who have not touched any woman. They've not bowed down their heads to bow. So if you feel your credibility, start your unction, I can take away the oil and put somebody there. Watch me. Your exit is someone's entry. So when pride is entering, you are leaving gradually. And you see, God's integrity will not permit God to make the same thing twice. So when you feel you are the best, when he brings in the next after you, you ask yourself, am I the same person? Now watch me. The honor was never for King David. The honor was for King Saul. But the people told him, why don't you do what your heart tells you and forget the voice of God? The Bible says, God says, Samuel, my heart is grieved because this man called Saul has dishonored me as God. Watch me. When God speaks, he has surrounded himself with 24 elders. He spoke, but the voice echoed among 24 people. Do you know what it means to disregard God in the presence of own people? Huh? Why rush for what will crush you? Why fight for what will kill you? You didn't hear me. Your miracle is not your right. Your consecration is your responsibility. You have no business seeking for things when you become like him. Aye. Some lessons will only be appreciated when people enter the graveyard. My last word, and I end here. Death is the truth that is seen late. The graveyard is the truth that is seen late. Be understanding.
You are the Holy One.
We say, yes.
The King of Zion.
We say, you are the Hallowed One.
Yeah. you blessed already? Can you pray today? Lift your hands above your head. A very simple quotation. The book of Matthew, the chapter number 7, the verse number 7.
You are good, you are kind, you are good, you are kind, you are good, you are kind, you are good, you are, we say you are good, you are kind, you are good. We say you are good. Ah, you are kind. You are good. You are. You are good. You are kind. You are good. You are good. Hey, you are good.
You are kind. We don't have time. Watch this. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. Lift your hands above your head. In the days of Moses, when the hands of Moses were lifted on high, they began to win the battle. Anytime you lift up your hands, you've commanded victory. If you know you are a victor, lift your hands higher. You will clap your hands and pray. You will stamp your feet. Father, as I pray, this is my request. Grant me answers. Grant me answers. Grant me answers. Jesus. Grant me answers. Jesus. Grant me answers.
Yes, Lord.
Clap your hands and pray right now. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray.
Your hands on me
now. I'll be very glad then if you can hold this for just 2 minutes for me. Right, thank you.
Lift up your hands.
You see, the realm where God wants men to ascend to, the sun will not help you. There should be a sun from the inside. Lift up your hands for me, church. Lift them higher. And close your eyes. There should be one thing that will cause you to go on your knees. You know, if you are too gentle, you end in a kettle. No. There should be that passion umbrella on the inside. Lift your hands higher. This is what you want God to do for you. I don't know what it is, but Father, this is my humble cry.
Jesus.
This is my humble petition. Scream and say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Louder, say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Louder, say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
As I begin to pray.
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 Hear my cry.
Hear my cry.
Say, Father.
Father.
As I lift.
As I lift.
My hands.
My hands.
To you.
To you.
Answer me.
Answer me.
Lift your voice and pray. 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 You are good. You are kind. Lord, this is my humble cry. Shabbata. Let your voice and pray for me. Ikasata. Shabbatabadaba. Rakadabadaba. Let your voice and pray for me. Let your voice and pray. Let your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Kappa rapa ya baba. Rapa baba baba baba. Shapa la baba baba. Rapa baba baba baba. Lift your voice and pray. In the name of. Lift up your hands. Now, can I declare over your life?
Yes.
Lift your hands above your head. I prophesy over your life.
I receive it.
Those of you shouting amen, hear my voice. I speak over your destiny.
I receive
that a year by this time,
Jesus.
Everything about your life will be changed forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I prophesy.
Amen.
The Lord shall honor you.
Amen.
My God shall honor you.
Amen.
My God shall honor you.
Amen.
My God shall honor you.
Amen.
You shall not die. You shall not die. You will not die. You will not fail. Any evil captivity. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. In the name of Jesus. Scream and say, I am free. Oh, do you believe her?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, say, I am free.
I am free.
Can I speak over your life?
Oh, yes, sir.
The Lord just spoke to me that there are three persons here. The Lord says by Tuesday, there's going to be a miracle money coming to you.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord says things are going to change in the miracles I'm telling you.
Amen.
Receive it.
The Lord says unexpected help will find you.
Amen.
Unexpected help will find me.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Scream and say, I believe.
I believe.
Clap your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now watch this. We are going to do two directions here. Now, if you have anything to wave, lift it up for me. If it is a flag you can wave, lift it up. If you can wave a handkerchief, wave it. If you don't have a handkerchief and your neighbor is a lady and she has a wig on, take off the wig and wave it. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Anything you can wave, make sure you have it in your right hand. The Lord says there's victory in the atmosphere. Are you ready for this, church?
Yes, prophet.
The Bible says the Lord spoke unto the people that in order for you to possess the land I'm giving unto you, you will give the Lord a joyful shout.
Yes.
And as you begin to shout, the walls of Jericho would break.
Amen.
Lift your hands above your head. Now, I don't know which Jericho is around your life, but by the count of seven, you are going to shout glory. You are going to shout glory. As you wave your handkerchief and you shout glory, everyone is coming down. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. Shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Somebody shout glory. Somebody shout glory. Somebody shout glory. Wave your handkerchief. Shout glory. Shout glory. Scream glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Somebody give another shout. Give another shout. Give another shout. Too gentle for the miracle. Oh, hello. Oh, did you hear that?
Yes, prophet.
You are too gentle for the miracle.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what you were told. Maybe you were told that when you come to the conference, when he sees your face, he will prophesy. I don't work like that. Are you shocked? The goal is not for entertainment. The goal is fulfillment. Get a difference here. We will profess, all right. But you see, it is what you do that will open you up. Some people look at me as if I'm a comedian. I'm not basket mouth. Oh, God is good.
All the time.
Lift your handkerchief above your head. If a millionaire told you that shout, he will give $1 million, you will shout.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
If Joe Biden told you to scream and you give him, you will scream.
Yes.
Now, this is the King of Kings telling you to shout. So every door shall be broken. What a little. Give another shout. Give another shout. Give another shout. Give another shout. Somebody shout. Somebody shout. Somebody shout. Somebody shout. Somebody shout. Somebody shout. Scream and say, I am blessed. Say, I am blessed. Now, can I prophesy here?
Yes.
God is telling me the next millionaire is in this meeting. If that amen is louder, your life shall be better. If that amen is louder, your life shall be better. Scream and say, I take it.
I grab it.
I receive it.
I possess it.
I walk into it. Say,
I am blessed.
Somebody say, hey. I am blessed. Somebody say, hey. I am blessed. Oh, do you believe that?
I believe.
Oh, do you believe that?
Yes, sir. Believe.
How many ladies are in this house? I see wedding garments in our atmosphere. Your miracle husband is coming to you.
Amen.
Your miracle husband is coming to you.
Amen.
Somebody say, hey.
Hey.
Can I declare here?
Yes, sir.
Lift up your hands.
Jesus.
I hear this in my ears. That from today, every prophetic statement,
yes, sir,
spoken over your life,
amen,
it shall manifest.
Amen.
Clap your hands and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now bless your two hands on your head. The Lord wants to release an impartation over three people here. Just three persons. And I see a strong mountain coming over them. And the Lord says, change of story.
Amen.
And I see three persons. I don't know where they are, But God has heard your cry. Close your eyes. Ushers, get ready. We are in the days of the upper room, where the Holy Ghost will come upon everyone's head in tongues of fire. And the Holy Ghost will give you utterance to speak. Your hands on your head. I see light. I see light. I see light. No wonder the Bible says, arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord. This is the Shekinah glory. Close your eyes. Father, where are the people you said you are touching? There are three of you here. These people will rise as prophetess and prophetesses. These people shall rise as kingdom men and women. And they are going to break the chains that has kept the family in bondage. By the count of seven, the Holy Ghost is coming now. By the count of seven, I see the glory coming. By the count of seven, I see the glory coming. All she's got ready. By the count of seven, I see the glory. I see the glory. I see the glory. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. I see the glory coming now. 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 Receive it. 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 Fresh oil. 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 Anywhere you are, fresh impartation. Fresh impartation. Fresh impartation. Fresh impartation. Fresh impartation. Your hands on your head. Things are happening. There are two people here. God is telling me that chains are breaking from you. And I hear the word total freedom. Total freedom. Total freedom. The Bible says, whoever the Son of Man set free is free indeed. Whoever the Son of God set free is free indeed. Is free indeed. The chains are leaving you. The chains are falling away. 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 In the name of Jesus. Your hands in your head. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Great are you, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. Oh, bring it to me. You are greatly to be praised. We say, Father, you are great. Are you greatly said, greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised.
To be praised.
Father, you are.
Father, you are.
I speak over your destiny. And I make a declaration here. Please lift up your hands. God is in the house. Lift up your hands. I just saw one person here. God told me that fresh oil from above is being poured on you. Open your hands. Those who are ready, I see a touch. Yes, 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 yes. The presence will be strong. It will be felt in your hand. It will be felt in your hand. Yes. And God says, one person here. Father, release that unction over that person right now. And let that oil be released. 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 I see a wind from the east. I see a wind from the west. I see a wind from the north. I see a south wind. This is the flow of the Holy Ghost. 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 I see it from you. I see it from you. I see it from you. This is the flow of the Holy Ghost. I see another person again. This is the flow of the Holy Ghost. Ushers, bring them to me.
This is the flow, the flow. I hear in my ears, let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow. My God, 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 my God. This is a flow from above, my God. Retekatua te palataya.
Open hands. I release God's grace over your life.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen. So
thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjer.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjer. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjer. And on WhatsApp, site is www.benjaminfodjer.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. The vision, the mission, the passion.